Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Officials say COVID-19 hospitalizations in Dallas-Fort Worth are once again on the rise. At the DFW Hospital Council, Stephen Love says there are about 500 COVID-19 patients in area hospitals. It's the highest that number has been in 2 weeks. Love says this is a reminder that the virus is still out there and that people need to get vaccinated.
They have made it easy for people to get the vaccine, and they're doing everything they can to educate the public. And I think we're going to have to do that in every zip code, because if we're going to achieve herd immunity, people need to get vaccinated.
The hospitalization rate in the DFW region, just over 3%. A study of zip codes in Dallas County shows the ones that are especially doing their part to reach herd immunity against the coronavirus. Dr. Steve Miff with the Parkland Center for Clinical Innovation says zip code 75082 leads the way, with more than 80% of residents being either vaccinated or having recovered from COVID. That's in the Richardson-Garland area, east of 75 and south of Plano Road. Dr. Miff says it's not the only zip code doing well.
No, there are actually 12 zip codes that have passed at 80% mark, and there are a number of others right behind them.
Overall, in Dallas County, Dr. Miff says we've reached 65% of that 80% goal toward herd immunity. Shots for shoppers. It's how One North Texas Mall is helping with the fight against COVID-19. Here's KRLD's Susan Darwin.
The Galleria Mall in Dallas is hosting a free pop-up clinic tomorrow and Saturday, and no reservations are required. People can just show up and get a Moderna vaccine. The clinic will be open both days from 10 in the morning until 7 at night in the community room across from the Galleria skating rink. The Texas National Guard will be there to administer the shots. The clinic will be back next month, June 4th and 5th, so people can come back and get their second shot. The Galleria says it is proud to host the clinics as part of its ongoing fight against the pandemic. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The man charged with killing a 17-year-old girl in Fort Worth in 1974 will not face the death penalty. Tarrant County District Attorney Sharon Wilson says after consulting with the family of Carla Walker, it was decided the best course would be to seek life in prison without the possibility of parole for Glenn McCurley. Walker was abducted, sexually assaulted, and murdered following a high school dance in February 1974, the case went unsolved for 46 years until the arrest last September of McCurley, who is now 78. A man convicted of shooting the man who killed his best friend will soon be released from prison much earlier than expected. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
When he was 17 years old, Aaron Dyson shot the man who killed his best friend. It happened in 1997 near a courthouse in Fort Worth.
He's never denied what he's done. He took full responsibility for what he actually did.
At Dyson's trial the following year, a witness testified that he was a gang member. Dyson's attorney Chris Self says that's not true.
The problem with that is that they used false evidence, false testimony to obtain that conviction.
As a result, while Dyson's friend's killer got 30 years in prison, Dyson got 50 years for shooting a man who survived. Tarrant County District Attorney Sharon Wilson acknowledges that Dyson was overcharged and oversentenced, and that had Dyson been convicted of aggravated assault without the gang element, his sentence would have been a maximum of 20 years in prison. Dyson will soon be released on bond and will remain free while the case is pending in the Court of Criminal Appeals. In the meantime, Self says Dyson has 3 to 4 job opportunities waiting him once he's released. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you're planning to get your mom some flowers for Mother's Day, brace yourself. They could be harder to find.
Mother's Day flowers may be hard to find this year, and what you do find could be extra pricey. The effects of the pandemic on the global economy and the airline industry, coupled with strikes in Colombia and trucker shortages here in the U.S., have resulted in delayed and canceled shipments of flowers.
The workers are striking over there, and so the people can't get to work. The farms can't get to the airlines.
Darla Denton, owner of Devon Flowers and Grapevine, says she was warned about the shortages in advance, so she has flowers. And so do a lot of other vendors in North Texas. So you're not totally out of luck. Still, Denton says some holiday favorites like carnations and roses are going to be hard to find. And she says flowers are going to be expensive across the board. So be prepared for it. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
Our gasoline prices are up again this week. The update from KRLD's Russell Scott.
The price of a gallon of gas here in the Metroplex is up 9 cents this week, according to figures released by AAA. Spokesman Daniel Armbruster says the average gallon of gas is $2.67, and it's likely to continue going up.
Well, we've seen, of course, some fluctuation in oil prices, but really this has to do more with, as we get closer to Memorial Day, summer driving season, there's an anticipation that demand will increase for retail fuel.
With gasoline prices now at $2.67 a gallon, it's hard to remember just 12 months ago when we were paying just $1.47 a gallon on average. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Final preparations continue for Saturday's Cowtown Marathon in Fort Worth. Executive Director Heidi Swartz says getting to this point is a sigh of relief.
Oh, we're thrilled. We've been planning this since March of 2020. So we are thrilled to be able to have an event, and the runners are just as happy. It's just so exciting to be able to get out there and do something again with a group of people.
Thanks to some key changes, they are able to safely go forward this weekend. Runners will go off 4 at a time with 6 feet of separation at the start line. The half marathon and marathon lengths are virtual only this year, but popular events like the 5K, 10K, and half marathon relay are all taking place in person. Sports: Rangers are closing out the series in Minnesota this afternoon, and the Mavericks host Brooklyn tonight. It's an early start at 6:30 at the American Airlines Center.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.